Continuing along in the limud of Yeshiva Yisrei Lev for Bein Azmanim, today we're going to do the limud for Chaf Aleph Tishrei, Sunday Day, Hoshana Rabbah, Tav Shin Ayin Vav. Today's topic is going to be the idea of taking Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, this special thing that we do with Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, and the concept of Minhag Nevi'im, of doing a Minhag and potentially even making a Bracha on a Minhag, or why it is that we don't make a Bracha on a Minhag. It all starts with the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what the nature of the idea of taking Arava is on Hoshana Rabbah. Chad Omar Arava Yisod Nevi'im, v'chad amar arava minhag nevi'im. One of them says that arava is yisod nevi'im, which Rashi explains means a takana that the later nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, instituted. They instituted a new mitzvah of netilas arava. That's what we call yisod nevi'im. This is very often something the Rabbanan have the right to do. The Rabbanan are mesakein ner Chanukah. The Rabbanan are mesakein mikra Megillah. The Rabbanan have the right to be mesakein a mitzvah, so they were mesakein arava as a mitzvah. That's the idea of yisod nevi'im. V'chad omar, but the other opinion says, no, they didn't do any such thing. Rather, arava minhag nevi'im. What does it mean, minhag nevi'im? Rashi explains, hinhigu es ha'am. They taught this custom to the people. V'lo tiknu lehem. They weren't misakein, they didn't institute that this is a mitzvah. They said that this is the custom, and they taught people to observe it as a custom, not as a mitzvah. What difference does it make whether it's a custom or a mitzvah? We're supposed to observe both. We're supposed to observe mitzvahs. We're supposed to observe customs. Says Rashi, very simple, nafkamina. V'nafkamina dolo bayo bracha. When it comes to a custom, there's no bracha on a custom. When it comes to a takana, there is a bracha on a takana. After all, we make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, we make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, we make a bracha on Dinim Derabbanan. The Gemara mentions this in a couple of places, in Pesach HaShabbos, by the Chanukah Sugyas, and Pesach HaSukkah, the Gemara talks about this, that we make a bracha on things that we're only obligated in, because the Torah says lo sasu, we're not allowed to veer from what the rabbis tell us. The Gemara is bothered by it. The Gemara says, Heichan Tzivanu, how could we say Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu with something that God didn't command us? And the Gemara explains that when the Rabbanan make a new din, it's considered that God did command us, because in the Torah God says lo sasu, we're not allowed to veer from what it says, from what the rabbis teach us. So something that is a takanas nevi'im, that the nevi'im are misakein as a mitzvah, that certainly we would make a bracha on. But if it's only a minhag nevi'im, then it would not require a bracha. Why not? Says Rashi, deleka lemeimar vitzivanu, because we can't say the word vitzivanu on something that's only a minhag nevi'im. Why can't we say the word vitzivanu? Vanu, dafilu b'chlal lo sasur leka, because it's not even a fulfillment of lo sasur. Lo sasur is don't veer from what the rabbis tell you. That means don't veer from what the rabbis are misakein. Don't veer from mitzvos that the rabbis institute, or from gzeros that they institute. But it does not include minhagim, and therefore there's no way that we're able to say the word vitzivanu in a bracha on something that's a minhag. So Rashi takes a very clear stance. If you hold that it's a minhag, you can't say a bracha. Why can't you say a bracha? Because a minhag is not included in the pasuk of lo sasur. The Rambam, however, is a more complicated shita. The Rambam's points, the way to understand the Rambam best is by breaking down Rashi into two parts. Rashi told us two things. First, Rashi said there's no bracha on a minhag. And then Rashi said, and the reason there's no bracha on a minhag is that a minhag is not included in the pasuk of lo sasur. The Rambam says, I agree with part one, I disagree with part two. Meaning, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Parakid Aleph Halacha Tazayin writes, Kol davar shuhu minhag, anything that's only a minhag, afal pisha minhag nevi'im, who could go netilas arava b'shvi shel chag, even if it's a minhag nevi'im, like taking arava on Hoshana Rabbah, ve'ein sarich lomar minhag chachamim, could go kriyas halal b'rosh chadash m'chol shonoi shel Pesach, and certainly something that's only a later minhag, like the minhag that was instituted by Chazal, like reading halal on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chol Hamoed Pesach, certainly any such minag ain't mevarchan alav. We don't say a bracha on a minag. So on that level, the Rambam is just like Rashi. You can't say a bracha on a minag. However, if you look in the Akdama to the Yad HaChazak of the Rambam seems to assume very differently from Rashi in terms of the status of a minag. Because Rashi had said the reason you don't say a bracha on a minag is because it can't be included in Los Asur. Says the Rambam, V'chem yispar meyem ha-min hagos v'atakanus she'eskinu ha-shenag b'chol davador k'mo shorol bezen shalos ador l'fi sha'asur lasur meyem she'ne'mar los asur min ha-davar she'gidu l'chayim min ha-small. The Rambam says, what's included in the pasuk of Los Asur? Ha-min hagos v'hatakanus. Not just the takanos, but the min hagos as well. Even minhagim are included in Los Asur. So this begs the question, why is it, according to the Rambam, that one cannot say a bracha on a minhag? If, after all, a minhag is just as binding as a takanat rabbanon. They're both from the same pasuk of Los Asur. According to Rashi, I understand. A minhag is not included in Los Asur, so there's no pasuk in the Torah that tells me I have to observe a minhag, and therefore you can't say vitzivanu. But according to the Rambam, there is a pasuk in the Torah that tells me I have to observe a minhag. That's the pasuk of Los Asur. So Mela, I should be allowed to say a bracha on a minhag. Why is it that the Rambam himself holds you're not allowed to say a bracha on a minhag? So in the pamphlet that the yeshiva put out, the Yisraeliv put out, they quote the Chidushi Agriz in Arach in Daf Yiram and Beis, but they recommend looking at the Chidushi Agriz on the Rambam in Ilchos Brachos. I strongly recommend that we read the Chidushi Agriz on the Rambam instead. He says it so much more clearly, and it's one of the more well-known comments of the Chidushi Agriz of the Briska Rav in his Chidushim on the Rambam. And the Briska Rav explains that what the Rambam is telling us is the fact that you don't make a bracha on a minhag is not because a minhag is any less binding than a takana. That's not the reason we don't make a bracha on a minhag. He says, rather, there is a rule that anything that itself is a minhag, the cheftza shel minhag, something that itself is a minhag and is not a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on. We make brachos on mitzvos, we don't make brachos on minhagim. It's asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. That's what the bracha on a mitzvah is. It's about mitzvosav. It's about the mitzvos that we make a bracha on. So yes, a minhag may be a requirement, it may be binding, and it may be every bit as binding as a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah, and therefore we don't make a bracha on. We only make a bracha on something that's a mitzvah. Even if that mitzvah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we'd make a bracha on it, but only if it's a mitzvah. And he says, this is mefurash lehedya b'loshon haram paragim milchus megillah v'chanukah halacha zayin shekasa v'zeh l'shona. The Rambam writes explicitly, aval b'rosh chodesh kriyas ha-halel minag ve'eino mitzvah. He says Rosh Chodesh and Kriyas HaHalel are the reading Halel and Rosh Chodesh is a minag, it's not a mitzvah, and therefore the in mevarchan alav, the Rambam says. Those are the words in the Rambam. Why do we not make a bracha? Not because it's a lesser obligation. It's every bit as big an obligation as a mitzvah. But since it's a minag, we can't make a bracha on it, because be'etzem dino ein bo shem mitzvah, the Briska Rav says, that the din of this action is that it is not a mitzvah. We don't label this a mitzvah. Ubrachos l'niskenu rak al mitzvos b'vad. Brachos were only instituted for mitzvos. V'zeh shem acher lo be'etzem achefza. This has a different label. This is called a shem minag v'lo shem mitzvah. And based on this, the Briska Rav says, it comes out beautiful that on the second day of Yom Tov in Galus, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, why do we observe the second day of Yom Tov in Galus? Because minag, it's a minhag that we're following to observe a second day of Yom Tov. So he says, so then why is it that on the second, at the second Seder, we make a bracha of alachilas matzah? After all, it's only a minhag, and you're not supposed to make a bracha on a minhag. Why is it that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we make a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar? It's only a minhag. One is not supposed to make a bracha on a minhag. So how could it be that we say a bracha on these things? According to this explanation of the Rambam, we understand very well, because the act of blowing shofar is a mitzvah. The reason we're doing it is because on the second day is because we're following the minhag of Asen V'Yadenu, but the actual action that we're doing is a mitzvah. You could make a bracha on a cheftza shel mitzvah, not on a cheftza shel minhag. You can't make a bracha on something that is labeled as a minhag, but you can make a bracha on anything that's labeled as a mitzvah, even if it happens to be that you're only doing this mitzvah out of a minhag. So he says that's why matzot, kiyas shofar, halal, all of these things, we make a bracha on the second day on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, because we, even though we observe Yom Tov Sheni on a whole only because of a minhag, but these actual actions are a mitzvah. Whereas according to Rashi, it would be very difficult to explain why we make these brachos. Rashi says anything that itself is a minhag is that's only binding as a minhag is not so binding, and it's not binding enough to make a bracha. That's Shitas Rashi. It wouldn't be binding enough to make a bracha on it. But according to Rambam, it has nothing to do with how binding it is, whether you make a bracha or not. What it has to do with is, what is this action? Is this action a minhag, or is this action a mitzvah? That's the explanation of the Briska Rav in the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam.